South Connect. In this segment, we will bring you all the latest news and updates from across the southern state. Let us first move on to news from Karnataka. Karnataka has a very good news. The Karnataka has been named the new national leader in renewable energy generation. A report was published by US-based Institute of Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. Earlier, Tamil Nadu was a topmost state in the renewable energy sector. However, the report has also speculated that Karnataka can be a net exporter of renewable energy by 2028. Currently, the state has a total of 12.3 gigawatts of renewable capacity. Recently, Karnataka launched world's biggest solar park near Tumkur to produce more renewable energy. Karnataka Minister D.K. Shivakumar also tweeted congratulating the state. Potholes are a problem in Indian cities and Belagavi too is not an exception. Tired of Belagavi's pothole-filled road, youths from the city made a video to highlight this problem. A Facebook page called Marvelous Belgaum shared it on its page. Here is a video. Interestingly, the authorities took notice of it and instantly filled up the potholes in the areas where the video was shot. Last year, RJ Malishka had also made a similar video highlighting the problems of Mumbai's potholes-filled road, which became a massive rage. However, the question is, do the citizens have to make this video to attract the authorities' attention to every problem in the city? Let us move on to next news, that is from Kerala. In the age of social media, rumors spread quickly. We have seen how rumors or fake news are spread and made viral using the personal messaging apps. One such rumor was busted in Kerala. Apparently, a two-year-old boy had died at Kozhikode Medical College and Hospital, and some media reports said that the death was due to Shigella bacteria. However, doctors have now confirmed that the boy's death was not due to the bacteria. Kerala recently survived a Nipah virus outbreak. Let us move on to next news from Tamil Nadu. The Tamil Nadu government submitted a video footage of late Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha in the Madras High Court to prove that she was not pregnant. Last year, a woman named Amruta Sarathy, who was from Bengaluru, had come forward claiming that Jayalalitha was her biological mother. She had also filed a petition in Madras High Court. Responding to the petition, Tamil Nadu Advocate General Vijay Narayan played an old video clipping of Jayalalitha at the 1980 Filmfare Awards to prove that former Chief Minister had not been pregnant at the time Amruta Sarathy was claimed to have been born. In the next news, Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister OPS was snubbed by Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister visited Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and it was highly anticipated. However, OPS had even conducted a press conference to declare the same. But Nirmala Sitharaman snubbed the AIADMK party man and declared that there was no appointment scheduled. However, the snub has stoked politics in Tamil Nadu with speculation that BJP is not treating well AIADMK. Let us move on to next news from Andhra Pradesh. The special category status to Andhra Pradesh remains a center point of debate in Parliament. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh talked about this issue for the first time in the Parliament yesterday. He said an assurance to Andhra Pradesh was made by him on behalf of Parliament and he expected it to be fulfilled by the government. Let us watch the video, what exactly he said in the Parliament.
Mr. Chairman, sir, on 20th February 2014, when the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Bill 2014 was being discussed, I made a solemn commitment on the floor of this August House as Prime Minister of India, and I quote, for purposes of central assistance, special category status will be extended to the successor state of Andhra Pradesh. This had been decided in view of the fact that revenues collected in Hyderabad will accrue entirely to the new state of Telangana. This commitment of special category status to the successor state of Andhra Pradesh had been discussed with Sri Arun Jaitley, then leader of the opposition, and other senior BJP leaders. Government, sir, is a continuing entity. Commitments made on the floor of the House have to be honoured and fulfilled. They are in the nature of an assurance on behalf of Parliament. I had expected my distinguished successor to fulfil the commitment I had made after consultation with his own colleagues. Thank you.
Let us move on to next news from Telangana. After Andhra Pradesh, now Telangana too is demanding for a special status category. However, now the T. Harish Rao, Telangana Irrigation Minister, has said if special category status will be granted to Andhra Pradesh, then the Telangana state should also be extended the same status. That's all in today's South Connect. What do you think about all these news updates from South? Please tell us in the comment box below. For all news and latest updates, stay tuned to SW News.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.